Blog Talk Radio.
Gonna get ready.
What you gonna do?
The Lord is doing
what you're gonna do.
What you gonna do?
You better get your heart in order.
What you gonna do?
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 Blog Talk Radio. Your program is the Old Ship of Zion. Your host is Overseer Janice Ward, and I am so delighted to be able to come across these airways and skyways on this morning, bringing you the divine word of truth. I hope and I pray that all was well and continually to be well in your family circle, even on this morning. And I just pray that all of you that have lost loved ones in the last 72 hours, the last 48 hours, the last 24 hours, the last 12 hours, an hour ago, seconds ago, I want you to know that you're not alone in your sorrow and your despair. I want you to know that you have sisters and brothers all around this earth that's praying for you and with you, that God will bring about restoration unto your soul. And we will continue to pray for you, hallelujah, in your hour of despair. May God bless you. All right, we always come across these skyways and we come with the opening prayer. We are acknowledging our Lord and Savior. His name is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Even though he was born in Bethlehem, he is a native of Nazareth. And so we're going to go down in prayer, and I'm asking those of you that will to bow your beautiful heads as we go down in prayer and acknowledging our Lord and our Savior at this time. Father God, we come with a grateful heart of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured, God. Father God, we know that this planet that we're living on at this particular time and moment in space, that this is not our eternal destination. We know that you have already available, already structured, already ready, a mansion that's not built by mortal man. But you are the creator. You are the architect, God. A home that we can only just imagine because we've never seen it, but we heard a whole lot about it in description. And it's got to be a beautiful place. But we know that you have a mansion for each and every one of us that's living according to your will and according to your way. But until you crack those clouds one historical day, God, we will continue, God, from mounting up before the four corners of this earth, starting from the north, south, east, and west. And we will continue, God, in unity. Hallelujah, around this background. Coming as pilgrims through this barren land, God. And I'm asking you, God, on this morning to anoint these lips of clay, God. Able me to bring a rhema word to those that may, then again, may not know of you in the pardons of their iniquity. I'm asking you to grace me, your servant, with words of encouragement, words of wisdom to those that are hurting deep down in the epitome, hallelujah, of their soul. Father God, we won't take no honor. We won't take your glory. But we'll give you all the glory and honor that's due unto thee, God. These and other blessings we ask in your Son, mighty, marvelous name. And we'll allow the church to say amen, or the assembly of God to say amen and Amen. I thank those of you that are still out, up and around and about this a.m. this morning, because we know that it is yet early in the morning. And I just thank those of you that is still up, like myself. I can't seem to sleep, you know. I have that sleep apnea, and it just causes me to go to sleep at all kind of hours of the day or the night, you know. So I'm just kind of like a night owl. So I said, what better way to start off the morning than just go and bring the word to somebody that's still up, that need a kind word, need a word from the Lord, need an uplift, you know, because the Bible says we are to be an encourager one to another. We are to encourage one another daily. So I just, you know, I told God I wanted to, you know, just come across these airways with a word on this morning. And I want you to just get close to the radio dial. I thank you for allowing me into your workspace. Thank you for allowing me into your living room area. Then I want to thank you for allowing me to ride on down the dangerous highway and the byway. Hallelujah. With the old ship of Zion on your podcast dial. Hallelujah. And I just want you to get your Bibles, or get your gadgets, your digital gadgets, your laptop maybe, or your iPhone, or your tablet, just whatever that you have digital that you are wired in with the old ship of Zion on this morning. We want you to just get comfortable. If you're not already comfortable with your slippers and your jammies on, want you to get comfortable as I bring unto you the divine word of truth. So I will be with you this morning on 1 hour. And I know I've already been going here now about 35 seconds and counting. So we're going to take you on into a program that's already in progression. And our title on this morning, or our sermon on this morning, excuse me, is Unity in Faith. I want to say that one more time. Unity in Faith. And so we're going to take our first key scripture, and it reads like this. God has made from one blood every nation of men to dwell on all the faces of the earth. That scripture reading is coming out of Acts 17 and 26. All right, we're going to go on down now to our second key scripture for this morning. And it reads this. Endowing to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bonds of peace. That scripture reading is coming out of love, Ephesians 4 and 3. And so what God is saying in the unity, in the faith, is you and I and all the believers in all the walks of this spiritual journey, this life that we're living right now, we are to continue in the faith. Hallelujah. And stay, you know, anchored. Stay on board. You know, we won't zigzag over the road. You know, when you're on the road, when you're on the highway, sometimes you might be three lanes, it might be four lanes or five lanes at some time. So we know we can't be ziggy zag all over the road because, you know, someone could call in and dispatch, you know, a highway patrolman and say, hey, it's a car, you know, and give your license plate. Saying that it's, you know, just weaving all over the road. You know, you need to check this car out. And so in order for us not to be pulled over, ticketed by the highway patrolman, is to drive correct. Drive in a straight lane, the lane that we're in. So that's what I mean when God is talking about unity. He's talking about every individual in the faith to stay in unity. You know, don't let nobody turn you around. Because, you know, it's always somebody out there got game, you know. But it's good for you to know the word for yourself. And that way can't nobody lead you like a slaughter, like a sheep going to the slaughter. So we know that if we are on one accord, then we are in unity. And so we're told that one apologist for the Christian faith, he wrote this to the Roman emperor at Hadrian about the believers in his day. And he said that they love one another. He said they never fail to help the widows. They save the orphans from those who would hurt them. And they said if they had something that they could, someone needed, they would freely give to the man who had nothing. And if they seen a stranger, they would take him home and are happy. Now they said if they seen a stranger, that they would take them home and that they were happy. Now we're not talking about taking, you know, just literally strangers to your home, because we don't know what's in the mind of these individuals. But, you know, we have to just go, always go in the leading of the Lord, and you'll never go wrong. I'll just say it like that. But I'm just telling you the moral of this story. And so they were gladly to take the stranger home. Hallelujah. And they said as though it was their real brother. They don't consider themselves but brothers instead through the Spirit of God. And that's what you and I are. We are united in the faith as brothers and sisters. You know that? That's how we are united. We are united in faith and in the Spirit of God. And so we know that as human beings, we all belong to the same family, even though we are divided in all sorts of barriers and differences under the skin. We're all the same. You can read in the law of Acts 17 and 26. The Bible says as believers in Jesus Christ, then whatever our differences, denominations, preference, worship style, we are one spiritual body that acknowledges the same Heavenly Father. That scripture reading can be found in the law of Ephesians 4 and 4 through 6. Now, we know that the spiritual forebears can be an instructive challenge to you and I as disciples of Jesus Christ in this the 21st century that we're living in right now. So let us do all we can to demonstrate our unity in Christ. Unity and our diversity is the most effective witness to this sin-fractured world. Hallelujah. We know that unity among Christians comes from their union with Christ. We are only united through Christ. That's the only way we are united. And so that's what we're talking about this morning. Unity in the faith. Hallelujah. And so it was one individual that was stranded by himself on an island. And he was finally discovered, though, his rescuer had asked him about the three huts that they saw there. He pointed and said, this one is my home, and that one is my church. He then pointed to the third hut, and he says, that one was my former church. Though you and I might laugh at all the silliness of this story, but it does highlight a concern about unity among believers. We know that the church of Ephesus during the time of the Apostle Paul was comprised of both the rich and the poor, the Jews and the Gentiles, women and men, masters and slaves. Hallelujah. And where the differences exist, so does friction. But we know that one concern that Paul had, he wrote about, was the issue of unity. He said, but observe what Paul said about this issue in Ephesians 4 and 3. He told them to be eager to produce. He didn't tell them to be eager to produce, but to organize unity. Hallelujah. He told them that their endeavors was to keep unity of the spirit in the bonds of peace. But we know that unity already exists because believers share one body, we share one spirit, and we share one hope, and one Lord, and one faith, and also one baptism. So now, you might ask, how do we keep the unity? We keep the unity by expressing our different opinion and conviction with lowliness, gentleness, and patience. We know that the Spirit will give us the power to act in love toward those whom will disagree. Because you're going to always find somebody that's going to disagree. Hallelujah. But that's all right. Because, you know, I guess just like you and I, when we was babes, we didn't believe a whole lot either. You know, you said, show me. It's like a show me state, you know. Show me, honey. I don't believe it. You don't have to show me. So I think a lot of us, you know, just had to be shown, you know, before we would actually believe. My mother used to say, do you believe fat meat is greasy? I can answer that. Fat meat is definitely greasy and it's bad for your heart, for your liver, for your decongestant system, you know, and that tends to bring about acid reflux. It can bring about, it can be like clottery of the arteries, and that's what my father died with, decongested heart failure. So we know that we in this life we're going to find somebody that's going to disagree, but one thing about it, you can always talk with them and expressing your differences with lowliness and gentleness, also with patience. Hallelujah. Thank you, Heavenly Father. And we can just pray this prayer of the Lord. May our walk and our service be a picture of the unity of the Father and the Son and the Spirit in heaven above. Fill us with the truth of the Spirit, that we might love others as you desire. And I'm here to tell you, my sister and my brother, unity among believers come from our union with Christ. Hallelujah. Bless your holy name. And we know that the call went out. Over 1 million men responded. They came by bus. They came by car. They came by plane, on foot, gathering for the purpose of the spiritual renewal and transformation. We was told that over 1 million men shared a common vision, that they could and they would change despair to the hope, the violent to peace, hatred to love. They shared a commitment to rebuild families and reconnect with the youth. All through the power of Almighty God, affirming spirituality, we know that black menhood, families and communities, and the responsibility that they stood arm to arm and breast to breast, saying God has made us one. We know that the synergy of human spirit could be felt not only in Washington, D.C. on that Monday, October the 16th, but in the community across the nations on Tuesday and Wednesday. And we know that the time to come as Jesus prepared to experience Calvary, he prayed that his followers, hallelujah, thank you, Lord. He prayed that his followers, present and future, would be found together in such a unity. He lived and he would die so that people would be delivered from a preoccupation with selfish desires so the kingdom could be established on earth. Heaven on earth is possible only when we understand that God's vision, incarnate in Jesus, is to proclaim the good news to the poor, to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captive, to liberate the oppressed, and to usher in the favorable year of the Lord. That scripture reading can be found in the law of Isaiah 61 through 2. 61 and 1 through 2. We know that this is what we should be about as you and I worship and fellowship and serve. This is the possible only when God's vision has become our vision, our passion, our purpose. When we come together and pray together, commit ourselves collectively to do the will of our Father, the will of our Maker, the will of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Jesus wants you and I to unite so that we can tell young girls and young boys that this love is not a baby's love, but he will give them the affirmation that they seek. He wants us to be one so that addicts will see Jesus as the answer, not rocks and cocaine and LSD or other illicit drugs. He wants you and I to be one so men and women can build families and not destroy lives. Only his vision and his spirit can conquer self and bind us into us that closes the distance between heaven and earth. So the Bible tells you and I to let us be united in Christ. Hallelujah. To love and to do his will. Hallelujah. Bless your holy name. We also know that in the divine drama of redemption, that God had often used families and communities to fulfill his purpose. God chose Noah and his family to begin the purpose, the process of populating the earth. Later, he called Abraham and his family to be the instruments through whom redemption would come to all nations of the earth. Still later, he uses Jacob and his family to preserve his family and demonstrate his sovereignty among the nations. Even at the scene of the cross, prior to Jesus' death, God reaffirmed the importance of families and relationships. Although Jesus had reached the culminating moment of his life and his ministry, its significance of his suffering and death did not cause him to deny or discount his family relationship. We know that on the contrary, the mutual love and respect and affection between the mother and the son were evidence, even then, especially then, in his dying moments. Their deep devotion had been formed in this crucible and suffering, the knowledge of his ultimate ordeal. That scripture reading coming out of the law of Luke 2 and 35. And in their mutual hope and expectation of his mission. We know that in the final moments of his life, Jesus was confronted not only by the presence of his mother, but also by other members of the family of faith, including John, the beloved disciple, Mary Magdalene. In this crucial moment of his impending death, Jesus gathered members of his biological and spiritual families into a new community. And when you and I are united, hallelujah, in the faith, then we are united in the body of Christ, in our communities, in our the laws of justice, in the hallways of justice, on Capitol Hill, hallelujah, in our business matters. When we are in unity, then we can look to God for the answers. We can look to God for our guidance. We can look to God for the vision. Hallelujah. So as Jesus died, Jesus exclaimed that, "Woman, behold, thy son John is the beloved disciple." He assumed the role of son to Mary and welcomed her into his household. Mary Magdalene and others at the cross are drawn together by the community, experiencing a grief and disappointment. But at that moment at the cross and later in the empty tomb, we know that the seed of the community were planted that would burst forth into new life at the Pentecost. At the very center of this community, the family was drawn together by the Savior at the moment of his death on the cross. He drew it together as a promise of the family of God. That way to grow even unto death, unto earth. That scripture reading is coming out of Acts 13 and 47. We know that a community that's reconciled to God in Christ, who share the ministry of reconciliation, that scripture reading is coming out of 2 Corinthians 5 and 18. Hallelujah. And Paul wrote to the congregation at Corinthians. Out of a deep relationship with God, Paul had relied on God's nurture to support and guide him. And that's what you and I are to do. It's not leading to our own understanding, but get God's guiding and his direction, his provision for our lives. God will guide you and I in the pathway of righteousness, in the direction that he will have you and I to go, even in our mission as disciples, as followers of Jesus Christ, as members, as unity in the faith. That's what we're talking about this morning. Unity in the faith. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And so Paul challenged the Corinthian church to not restrict its awareness of God's love to time when things are going well, but to allow God's empower present to do his work, hallelujah, in the midst of whatever life offers. Paul reminds us that God's steadiness is not determined by external conditions. Even when you and I are in situations of overwhelming distress, of prosecuting and being persecuted, being abused by loved ones, or dishonored in our community, we are told that God holds you and I in loving arms like a loving parent. When he loves you and I, hallelujah, whatever threatens you and I, God's spiritual strength and beauty are revealed to us and those around us. And we know that this is the God in whom you and I, we find our unity in the Spirit. This is the God who continually stands to draw all God's people into the divine presence. And as God has said, I will draw in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. That scripture reading is coming out of 2 Corinthians 6 and 16. We know that our strength as people of God, even as people of color, we have in so many instances emerged from learning to sing the Lord's song in strange lands. We must not be seduced by the false gods of security, predictability, isolation, and exclusivity, for those gods close our hearts to the richness of what God had to offer you and I. In God, through Jesus Christ, we are free to sing the Lord's songs. We are free to give ourselves generally to others. This is the power of the Spirit that sustained Paul and will sustain us through whatever adversities occur in your and mine in our life. It is our path and in the life of the people of God, the people of the Christian community, the people of the Christian faith, is to be sustained and guided by the God of the universe who provided for all. Hallelujah. Bless your holy name. In ending, I hope and I pray that I've said something to marinate your spirit and infuse your mind, as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. If this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, have any prayer petitions you'd want the old ship of Zion to go down in prayer on your behalf, you're certainly most encouraged to send your correspondence. God House of Deliverance Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. This station has been brought to you by Block Talk Radio. Your program has been the old ship of Zion. Send your correspondence, make them attentive to Overseer Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. Our web address is www.JaniceWardMinistries.org. We're going to now change the dynamics of this program. We're going to now turn you over to the Hymns of Zion to enlighten your spirit and encourage your heart. And until we come across these skyways and airways, You're encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. Listen up for Hymns of Zion. God bless you. Bye for now. Up next, Hymns of Zion.
Honestly, for the same people, life can be so free. I'm amazed by all your strength and I'm grateful you come through. So I take this time and stop a moment and show my gratitude. You are mine, and I feel it. I see what you're doing, and I see what you're going through. I'm mine, and I have the truth. It's beautiful, beautiful. I put your light in the air for me. Everybody's singing together, singing those songs. Put your light in the air for love. It's beautiful, beautiful. Many mighty ships are sinking. Many stars are falling down, and I count it as a blessing that you hold me up now. Oh, I can tell that you've been praying. My whole life has turned around, yeah, yeah, and I can't go without saying. And I thank God for you all now. It's who you are. I'm right in the air for you. I see what you're doing, I see what you go through. I'm right in the air. Truth is so beautiful. Beautiful. I'm right in the air for us. Everybody's singing, they got to sing a new song. You're right in the air for us. Beautiful. Let me say, yeah, 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 yeah. Thank you.
top place. Trying to take hope where it ain't night. Trying to take love to a high place. Want a minute to shoot and put the gun down. So I'm gonna get to hold the gun now. Wanna make the lame man right here. Make the blind man see the secret. But all I hear is fame, 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 fame. I don't think the shots really go down. Reach it up and let go. It's my bad. The gun's out, but I'm just trying. And the destination of this rocket is too far to space. Guess I'll have to go there. Guess I'll have to find it, yeah. I'm from the earth, but I've been taken to another place. And there are powers, even if you can. They have laid the blending guns in the fire in my brain.
Make sure somebody loves. Gotta keep on working. Thank you. Keeping me alive. So many disappointments.
your truth, their truth, my truth. Your God, my God, our you.